From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Pope Francis celebrates Mass in Philadelphia. The Pope appeared in front of hundreds of thousands of followers in Philadelphia Sunday, capping off a five-day visit to the United States that mesmerized Americans and energized his followers. As the crowds filled the sprawling, leafy Benjamin Franklin Parkway in central Philadelphia, the Pope said their mere coming together for the ritual was a kind of miracle in today's world. The official reason for his visit was to attend the World Meeting of Families, held in the U.S. for the first time. In his homily, Pope Francis spoke about family life, saying faith is lived out in the details. Earlier Sunday, the Pope met with Roman Catholic bishops in Philadelphia, calling for continued vigilance against clergy, sexual abuse of youth, and efforts by superiors to conceal grave misdeeds. He also met this weekend with victims of sexual abuse by priests and said God weeps for them. The Pope also met with about 100 inmates at a prison. At the facility, the Pope stood before an upholstered throne-like chair that some of the inmates made by hand from black walnut. Francis launched its first airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria on targets it identified after 2 weeks of surveillance flights. French President François Hollande says that 6 jet fighters hit an Islamic State training camp near the eastern Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor. Prime Minister Manuel Valls said Paris was acting in self-defense. And Iraq says it'll share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight Islamic State. A spokesman for Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the group will focus on monitoring the movements of the terrorists and degrading their capacity. This is VOA News. Iran is demanding that Saudi Arabia apologize for the crush outside the holy city of Mecca that killed 769 people during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday that Saudis should accept the responsibility and apologize to the Muslims and the victims' families, and that this issue will not be forgotten and the nations will pursue it seriously. He says the Islamic world has a lot of questions. The early event ended without incident Saturday. Authorities in eastern Afghanistan say hundreds of Islamic State militants staged a coordinated pre-dawn attack Sunday against key security outposts in a remote border region. Reports say 85 militants and 3 Afghan policemen were killed in the mountainous Achin district of Nangarhar province along the Pakistani border. The Achin governor told VOA in Islamabad that most of the heavily armed militants were Pakistani nationals. Israeli riot police briefly clashed with Palestinian protesters at Jerusalem's Flashpoint Al-Aqsa Mosque compound on Sunday. Police say young, masked Palestinians threw stones and fireworks at police and border police forces who responded with riot dispersal means. No injuries or arrests were reported following the altercations. Saudi-led helicopter airstrikes killed 25 civilians, mostly women and children, in a village in northwestern Yemen Sunday. Reports say the incident occurred in Bani Zayla in Yemen's Red Sea border area with Saudi Arabia. 17 Syrian migrants drowned Sunday when their boat sank off the Turkish coast while headed for the Greek island of Leros. Local media says another 20 people who were wearing life jackets survived. The 8-meter vessel sank soon after leaving the coast. Those who drowned Sunday were trapped in the boat's cabin as it sank. Turkey's launched an investigation. President Barack Obama committed the United States to a new plan for eliminating global poverty and hunger. Speaking Sunday at the United Nations in New York, he told a global summit on sustainable development that the world has much more work to do.
Right now, some 800 million men, women, and children are scraping by on less than $1.25 a day. Imagine that, gripped by the ache of an empty stomach. Billions of our fellow human beings are at risk of dying from diseases that we know how to prevent.
President Obama's remarks came at a gathering of world leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. He'll address that body on Monday. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda Monday when President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in about a year. They'll meet on the sidelines of the General Assembly. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Sunday in a bid to lay the groundwork for the talks. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.